Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to begin by saying you have to know that you're glad. And when you know this and you believe this, it's not hard to receive this message today. So I'm going to dedicate this song here to all of those that know that they are blessed. And you can truly say, I am blessed.
I knew God was really, I was just praying. My prayer was ask God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more time, as I said, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out for me, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church.
Thank you, God. Every day is feeling just so like a day. When you cry, I'm a cry. When you're lying, everything is going my way. Riding clean, feeling clean. Just put some power and I'm feeling like Friday. Heard him say, give him praise. Soon my God, I got you looking like this. See the day go by, I don't try. But I'm done what I'm above. Wonder why I'm in life. I'm gonna say I can do it well. Fuck when I'm blessed. Living every moment, no. I'm gonna take them like gold. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Living every moment, no. I'm blessed. I'm gonna take them like gold. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. You're blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. You gotta decree that thing. You gotta know that you are blessed. You are Deuteronomy 28. Wherever you go, you're blessed. Going in, you're blessed. Coming out, you're blessed. You are truly a blessing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And thou shalt be a blessing. But before we get started, we'll ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer and get us going for the week. And yes, I'm still out of town, so if I get disconnected, Pastor, just take over. Okay, Pastor Bill.
Amen, amen. God bless. And okay, Pastor, amen. Thank you for that song. We are blessed, amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Psalm 32 and verses 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen. Meaning guilt. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're so thankful, Father God, that you have blessed us. We're thankful, God, being led by the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in today, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Your word is so powerful, and we just want to stand on the word of God and trust you at your word, as the scriptures tell us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And so, Lord, that's what we want to do, Lord. And as Pastor teaches this word, help us to be have our hearts open to hear your word and then live by the word of God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against us, that may try to hinder us from receiving your word today, Father God. Let us continue to stand firm and believe in the word of God. Trust you in everything that we do, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Lord. Be with those who ask to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. And we just give you thanks and we praise you. For it, the word of God tells us we are new creatures in Christ. And we're new, Father God. Old things are passed away. So we're so thankful, Lord. We can't thank you enough for the word. And for all of your many blessings that you've given unto us. Now, Lord, use our pastor as he teaches this word and bless us as we receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we got lots to cover this week, so I'm going to sort of like lay it out. And if we get to some of the, let me see how I'm going to say this. The things that I know God wants us to talk about, but we'll do it. And if not, before the week's out, it will be taken care of. Our foundational scriptures will be found in two places. We're going to have two foundational scriptures, Genesis 12 and 2, and Ephesians 1 and 3. Genesis 12, verses 2 read like this: I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12 and 2.
Amen. From the Message Bible. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Amen.
So the last part of that says, and thou shall be a blessing.
Amen.
Thou shall be a blessing. Now, let's qualify that by going to Ephesians 1 and 3. I want y'all to follow along with me here now, if you'll be so kind. Follow along with me here. Ephesians 1 and 3 reads like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
Amen. In the Message Bible, how blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, God has blessed us with these spiritual blessings. Why? So that we can be a blessing. The word, we talked a little bit last week about the word bless, but when you talk about blessing, it's a verb, but also it's the act of blessing somebody, or the act of bless. In other words, when you say blessing over the wine, or you say blessings over food, you're saying blessing in that term. But when we're talking about the kind of blessing, as if you would ask her parents for their blessing before he proposed to her, that's the kind of blessing we want to get into. You're asking, or you're doing something in terms of being a blessing. In other words, let me make this just a little bit more plainer so everybody get it. We're talking about Godspeed. I don't know where that came from. Okay, we're talking about Godspeed. When you're talking about blessing somebody, you're talking about putting the grace of God on them. You're talking about spiritual things. It's a divine thing. It's you blessing somebody spiritually. Why? Because that's what God has created us to do, is to bless people spiritually. So this week, I want to share some things about spiritual blessings. See, a lot of times when we think about blessing, most of us think about money. Come on, somebody. Most of us think about money, opposed to what God says about blessing and what he says we should do. And he's saying here in Genesis that we're to be a blessing. You're to continue to make somebody great because he has made you great. You're to help somebody. In other words, you're to be a benefit to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all ain't heard that. I mean, you're to be a benefit to them. Like if it's being a counselor, or if it's encouraging somebody. When you talk about being a blessing, you're talking about bringing somebody joy, bringing somebody mercy, speaking the word of God over their life, exalting them, encouraging them, allowing the gift of God to run their life. And God will show you stuff. Last night I was talking to this real talented man, and he could play about every instrument there is. He's good with the organ. I mean, he's just a great, he's a promoter. He does a lot of things. But the Lord said, my blessings is on him. Encourage him to know that he getting ready to take him to higher places. And when I got through, the young man said to me, I don't know if anybody else heard it, but he said, you really blessed me. He said, whoa, you blessed me. And then the Lord said, you see, you are the blessing to him.
Yeah.
And so
this
morning, I was thinking about a few things, and the Lord said, tell the people that I said, and then show it to them in the word of God, that I said that I'm going to bless them as a nation. I'm going to bless you now. And then I expect for you to be a blessing to them. So the word thou means you.
Mm-hmm.
And the word shall means your will. That has to be your will to want to bless somebody. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you bless, God's going to bless. Whoever you
mm-hmm.
curse, God is going to curse. So become a blessing, because that's what God did with us. He had us to become a blessing, according
yeah.
to Ephesians 1. Because God
mm-hmm.
is a blessing. The Father is blessed. Jesus is blessed, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So in order for you to fulfill this blessing, you have to be in Christ. Which 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you're a blessing. And guess what? The Bible says that according as he have chosen us in him. He chosen us to
yeah.
be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember,
Amen.
Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap, okay? We're
mm-hmm.
not going to talk about all these scriptures today, but you get a chance. Well, we'll read this one. We'll read 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1. See, you have to know that you're part of the sonship now. God have caused you to be in the blessing family. And don't think of finance when you think of that. Think about people you finna lead to eternal life. People you're going to help lead them through the gates. Now, everybody don't want to be free. I saw that movie, Harriet. Everybody don't want to be free. You know,
mm-hmm.
she couldn't free a whole lot of people, but they didn't want to be free. But for those that believe and want to be free, hey, come on, we're going to lead you to what the Word of God says, where your eternal life is at. Because you have to get eternally ready. Now, I'm going to show you that we're blessed. The Bible says in 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. Amen, amen.
Yeah. He has bestowed upon us blessings on blessings, blessings on blessings. But you have to accept it. I don't care what the out thing out would look like. I don't care how many curses around you. You accept the fact that you're blessed, and you're blessed, and you and even your worst has become blessing. And I'm gonna show you that this week too. The moment you think that you've been cursed, no. You're just walking through the valleys and shadows of death, but you're not to fear any evil. For you know what? He is with you. That's what the scripture says. He is with you. And
he told me I didn't say that, sir. Yes, yes. Now they just have this.
Yeah, excuse me. Hallelujah. But I know I almost lost my time. But you're blessed. No matter what the enemy say, you're blessed. You're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. That's what Deuteronomy 28 say. So know that you're part of God's blessing, because the Bible says what manner of love, this what manner of blessing the Father had bestowed upon us. What kind of love is this? It's the same kind he has. That's the kind of love that God bestowed upon us. The same kind he got, the sonship kind. Because the Bible says that we should be called the children of God. Pastor, did you read that out of the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. Would you like for me to read that again?
Yes. That's 1 John 3:1.
Okay. What a marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. we're called children of God. Amen. That's who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what you are. I don't care what the enemy say. That's what you are. Now, you need to say that to yourself. And don't wait till everything is peaches and cream. No, say it to yourself at the worst of times. Say it to yourself when it looks like you're about to drown. That I'm still a child of God. It doesn't matter. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You're blessed to be a blessing, okay? That's what you are. You are blessed. So in this, and if we get a chance, we'll read St. John 1 this week as well. But I do want to say this. God has done something marvelous here, brothers and sisters, for the blessed, for the believers, for those who are in Christ. He has taken him out of the world. I want y'all to see this. He has taken you out of the world way of thinking. And it is a remarkable word that Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, that they are not of the world, John 17:15-16. It is a great truth. Think about this one. This is a great truth. He ain't gonna move you out from your enemy. He's going to take you right to him, and you become a blessing. Why you say, he said, do good to those that despitefully use you. Do good to them. Bless them. It's almost like keeping cold. When somebody has done wrong to you, naturally, we think about, revenge. Naturally, we think about getting back. But that ain't what you do. You are a blessing, and thou shalt be a blessing. You should be a blessing to them, no matter what's going on. That's what you should be. So it's a great truth for us to understand in this glorious position that God have put us in. God made us this way. You have to receive it. So we're going to deal with that this week. He placed us in this blessing so we'll have confidence. But it's spiritual blessing. So we say it without fear. We say it without contradiction. From our own hearts, or even outside of our voice, when he said, beloved, now we are the children of God. So you have become a child of God. You just have to declare that thing. You have to decree that thing. And I'm going to make a declaration over your life right now, and I don't care what it looks like. You're a child of God. Because the word of God said, now, if you let somebody else dictate who you are, then that's who you are. But if you let the word of God or the scripture dictate you are who you are, that's what you are. What manner of love this Father has bestowed upon us? Let me give you another example. The Bible says that you are the light of the world.
Yeah.
And you are light in the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
That defines you. Your past does not define you.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of God defines you. And I'm going to tell you right now, stop allowing people to define you. Because they want to get deep and say, oh, you're this and you're that. And they never realize. We was at a function the other night, and the man stood up and say, you know, stop pointing the finger. Because when you point one finger, three is back at you.
That's right.
So what that says is, don't let people define you. Because they got three strikes against them already. That you may not know what they are. You may not see them through the optical nerve. But that don't mean they don't have to. Because when they point that one at you, trust and believe. They're going to have to fold their hand, and three going to come back to them.
Yes, right.
Look at that.
Amen.
But because you are blessed, you don't point fingers. Guess what you do? I'm glad you asked. You become a blessing. Look what the word of God say. You're a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. You're a blessing.
Yes,
wherever you go, you're going to bless somebody. It doesn't matter. You're a blessing. So I want us to examine ourselves in the light of the word. God has definitely purposed that we should inherit all of the scripture, but we must meet the requirement necessary to claim them, okay? Remember this, there are any number of things we may quote with our position. The essential reality of them, I want us to have something more than just a literal word. Words are no more important unless the believer has the assurance of their binding, the binding and the abiding of the word of God living in them.
Mm,
any person who has come to the place of this word, he who is in you is greater than he who is not that's in the world. In other words, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And you got to know that. Jesus brought us out of the world. I mean, when I saw the scripture over there in John 17:15, the Lord said, you just stop praying for everybody and anybody. And especially if he ain't told you to pray for them. Because they request prayer. Because you don't know where their heart is at. Matter of fact, that may be something we may talk about this week. Five principles of praying. Because a lot of times people think that they are, that they can, you know, they think that they can go and, I got 5 minutes. Okay, because I can't answer that. But anyway, so we may talk about that this week too, because a lot of times people take prayer out of context. They think, but John 17:15-16, I'm asked Pastor to read that. We're about done here for today. I don't know why housekeeping keep bothering me when I'm paid up. But Pastor, could you read John 17:15-16?
Yes.
But I know what's going on. It's the enemy just want to disturb this word, but it ain't happening today.
Amen. Amen. Reading from the King James, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Amen.
Hey, did y'all hear that? I mean, did you really hear that? Did you hear what she just read? That's what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's his prayer.
Yes.
That's his prayer.
Yes, it is.
That he's not going to take us out of the world. You know why? Because we got to be a blessing to somebody. You're required to be a blessing. And he ain't praying for everybody. Got to go back and read that. He ain't praying for everybody.
Amen, amen.
The ninth verse says this. The ninth verse says this. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. From they are thine. So he don't pray for everybody. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thou thine own name, those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And that's the whole thing, brothers and sisters. God is a blessed God. If you're one and you're part of his sonship, like he said in 1 John 3:1, if you're a child of God, then you're blessed. Because he's blessed.
Yeah.
He's blessed.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Well, we've come to that point. Anybody have any comments? Any comments? Anything you'd like to share? Anything you want to touch on?
Amen.
And that's what we're going to be talking about this week. And thou shalt be a blessing. And each and every one of you all will be charged with it. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to declare it over your life, because the Bible says blessings of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So God ain't going to be sorry about it. Uh-uh. He done made you rich. You know, he made you spiritually rich.
Thank
and that
God.
Don't mean you can't have finances. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you that God says, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings. See, the New Testament riches are different than the Old Testament. We might get into that a little bit too. But what's most important is about our eternal life, about our spiritual life. So there's my focus. That's my focus right there. My focus is not going to church. My focus is being the church. My focus is not talking about it, but being about it.
All right. Praise God. Amen.
Let's see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.